Welcome to Evernote! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Teddy. Hey.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on?
What is going on, huh? Huh? What's going on?
What is going on, dude?
You know, it's just a riot in the streets on 7th Avenue.
The streets are hot in New York.
Streets are hot, brother.
Yeah, we might be alternating Knicks Rangers for a nice little like month and a half, maybe even 2 months.
Okay.
Might be trading up for a quarterback.
What?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Otter, maybe. How are we?
Tony, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. It's draft week.
It is draft week.
Good point, man.
Great point, Mitt.
Good point, man.
I love draft week.
We are fully into NBA and NHL playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And we are fully into the MLB season.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's like I sold my gambling soul for these New York Knicks, but I feel like I haven't won a bet since the series started outside of the Knicks.
Okay.
Saturday was, we had a bit of a day on Saturday.
Yeah.
Everything I had left in the account.
Gone.
Bruins money line, baby.
There you go.
We've never been more back.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
I actually ended up doing similar with the Canucks last night.
Yeah. I that money I rolled into the Cougars last night as well. So
and shout out Scotty Scheffler just printing money.
I mean,
he was minus 140 on like Sunday morning, and I regret it.
I don't want to hear about any. You know what? If you come on here, if Junkyard Dogs come on here. You can talk about all the other golfers they want. If you're not taking Scheffler to win the tournament he's playing in, you're just wrong.
You're 100% right.
You're legitimately wrong.
We are at that point.
Yep.
All right. With everything going on, let's play no games.
Let's play no games.
Okay.
No games.
There are no games to be played because there's tons of games to be played.
Yes, brother.
Tonight, let's start in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh.
Orlando at Cleveland. We will start there. It's 7 p.m. It's on NBA TV. Cleveland just absolutely dominated game one. Spider Mitchell dominated game one.
Yep.
You know what it did, though? It went under.
Oh, you got under here.
I will go under again. The two games, two of the three games tonight, I will be on the under in those games in that series until I hear otherwise. Okay. And the first one will be Orlando and Cleveland. Orlando only scored 80 in that first game. I think the total's 205 or something like that tonight. So I'll go under in that one again.
I got a money line parlay here.
Okay, what do you got?
Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Just Nuggets, Cavs.
Okay.
It's minus 105.
Okay. You're leaving us out.
I don't know, Bruce.
Sixers are going to get one.
Embiid scares me, okay? Is that what you want me to say? I fear that Embiid's going to show up and score 50 points.
He's upset. You knew he'd
be
upset.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's fair enough. I mean,
I'm not.
You're upset.
Knicks look good in game one. I mean, should they be in there? Maybe.
They look good, and it was a very close game.
Yeah.
It should be the worst shooting night for Jalen Brunson that he has all series, all playoffs, hopefully. If not, then I'll start to worry about like a playoff Brunson.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that.
But he's been great with the Mavs before and with us last year. So not too worried at all. In that first game, the Magic and the Cavs, I think that Donovan Mitchell's assist is a little mispriced.
Yeah.
I think you get over 4.5 there, and I think he's probably going to average 6 at least all playoffs. So that's my favorite spot there. Getting a little proppy with it. And then I think the Knicks twist the knife in game two here and go back to Philly up two. Mainly because Tyrese Maxey's a little under the weather.
Yeah, he is. Questionable, but I assume he goes.
Is the line still 5.5?
It is 6 now.
Ooh.
I'm going to take the under in that one as well. I'm going to go under in those two.
You know what? I'll throw him in there. You know what? Throw them in there.
Throw the Knicks in there.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
If they don't have Maxey, I mean, they have no chance.
And then I'm going to stay away from the Lakers at Nuggets. Mitt, what say you?
Yeah,
tonight?
Let's get a. How is Laker Nation?
What are you doing tonight?
Let's start with. I'll just circle back here really quick, and I've been betting the dogs. I liked most of the dogs going into these series, especially I liked Orlando and I liked Philly both outright. I do think One of them is going to find a way to steal a game tonight. So I'm taking both of them at the plus 5.5 was the numbers that I got them at. They could be at 6 now. And then the poor, poor Lakers. I mean, the state of affairs that I was in Saturday night, I was walking in.
Good start.
Oh, my God. I was so happy.
Eyes were high. Popping, coming down those stairs.
I was coming down the stairs. Grumpy saw me. He looks at me. Says something about the Lakers. I'm like, already through the moon. I'm like, okay, and where's the game? It wasn't on one of the TVs that we were watching. I turn the corner. I go and find the game. Holy shit, the Lakers are only up like 2. And then the Lakers are down. And then the Lakers are down 10. And then the Lakers are down 10 still. Yeah.
And still.
And still. And then I think they ended it. I think they lost by 12. And maybe, still. Or 20, whatever. If the Lakers can't get one tonight, the series is over. Bet them to lose in 4 or 5. Ooh. Just, it doesn't matter. Really, that was the game that they should have gotten, could have gotten, everything in between. I don't see how they can do it. Honestly, I don't see how they can stop Joker. Yeah, it's a sad, sad state of affairs for the Lakers. But maybe D'Angelo Russell has like 10 threes and something happens tonight. I have no idea.
He's doing all that he can, that boy.
Yeah.
He's the best player in the series.
I like D'Angelo Russell.
Well, not the best player in the series. He's the best guard in the series for sure. He's been the best player for the Lakers by the last, like, what, like 6-7 games. Been pretty dominant, actually. So
look out for that Nuggets live line. They jump on him again.
Okay.
Yeah, the live was also like Nuggets minus like 6 when they were down 10. So I don't really think the books are going to get got on that.
I snagged a minus 130.
Felt also, like, you know,
Jesus.
Jamal Murray is a guard.
I think D'Angelo Russell played better than him.
Oh, okay. I thought you said he's the best guard in the series.
No. Playing.
Gotcha.
Okay. Last, like, D'Angelo Russell last like 3 games has had like a lot.
No, he's great. He's been balling. Without further ado, welcome back. He took off the worst time of the year for the NHL the last 2 weeks because only a few teams mattered. He's back for the playoffs. It's Nicky Skates, ladies and gentlemen.
Ta-da! Absolutely. It's good to be back. Woo! Thank you. Yeah. When did you get that?
Sick. That's from Mania, brother.
WWE. That's pretty sweet. Is that about the same time they stopped winning any game they played in?
Yep. It was exact.
You think there's a correlation?
That was a gift. I didn't buy it.
Sure.
It might actually be the Skeen signature that really sent it over the edge.
Well, that was 2 days ago, okay?
Yeah, you were playing.
Maybe that turns it around.
Tough Red Sox. 6 games is...
The Red Sox team is going to beat a lot of teams.
That wasn't a gift.
The Mania belt?
It's from Phil, wasn't it?
No, it was not from Phil. It was from the WWE.
Oh, the WWE.
And a certain person who used to work for Game Day who now works at WWE.
Oh, really?
Was a gift.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know WWE gifted that.
The painting was a gift, Todd.
Like, here, no one's fucking buying the Pirates one. Take it, please.
Maybe.
We can't haul this thing back to the warehouse.
I noticed you didn't bring ears in.
Yeah, I completely forgot. And okay, I'm realizing I don't
care about them.
I don't need them. I can actually
ears, man.
Hear them perfectly fine.
Let's start with the NHL playoffs tonight, okay, brother?
Yeah, let's take the Bruins.
Yeah.
At home.
Yes. Okay.
Have they announced a goalie yet?
I don't know, and I'd be shocked if it wasn't Swayman. That would be, just completely asinine. Swayman. You know, and that's no knock against Ullmark. It's not like he's a bad goalie.
No.
But what are you doing, man? Swayman's undefeated against the Leafs this year. Just, you know, buried him in game one. Why wouldn't you run it back with him? Willie Nylander.
Is he in?
Took the morning skate. Doesn't seem like he's going to play,
though. Why Sheldon Keefe always fucking laughing about questions he gets asked?
Good question.
It's like you're fucking, if Sheldon Keefe gets fired by the Maple Leafs, he won't coach another NHL team.
Maybe. We'll see.
No. He came up through the ranks of the Leafs.
You know how it works, bro.
There's he just had a laugh. He just got beat 5-1.
They always
small coaching circle. Yeah, small carousel. But yeah, give me the give me the Bees. Home ice. Whoa. Money line.
Whoa.
Come on, Bees.
I'm going to stay away. You don't know why. What? I don't know why, but you have to stay away.
You're right.
It's Nylander.
We just talked about it, brother.
Okay.
The second game tonight, I will make play, okay?
What do you got? The Caniacs, brother?
No, I'm going to take the Islanders plus 1.5.
I thought about it.
Whoa!
And I had I was jonesing with that. Don't worry, we took the Beast. We took the Beast.
We already passed the
Is Pasta going to score a fucking goal? Is Nylander going in net? I didn't realize the power play drought he was on.
Yeah, it's been bad.
What the fuck is in net?
He hasn't scored a power play goal in 30 games. Why is this a conversation?
What is happening,
bro? Last year, Swayman's going to be in net, but I will say, after game three, win or lose, then I think you swap it. Then I think you go with
no,
Omar. Ride the hot
win.
You're gonna
if you win. You keep Swayman.
They're doing it no matter what.
So Monty knows better.
They're doing it no matter what. So you give Swayman a road game after two home games. Then you give Omar a home game, a road game, maybe home game if he plays well. Like that's just what we're gonna do. I mean, like you guys either come to grips with that or just start betting.
It shouldn't happen in the lofts.
Yeah. It shouldn't, but it is, but this is what happened.
Tony does make a valid point there. The lofts,
The yoffs.
Yeah,
they turn into the loss because you lose.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, what did I say about Sam Hauser? I said on Friday, hey, if you got to look for these guys who aren't the studs to score, Sam Hauser four threes like 2 minutes.
He said it.
But tonight, I'm going fucking Trent Frederick and the big rig Pat Maroon to score.
Woo! Okay. I like Trent Frederick.
I mean, Beecher started it off.
Yeah.
And I'm so pissed I didn't take him.
For those listening that don't know.
Yes.
Okay, what team does Trent Frederick
play? The Boston Bruins.
Everybody knows Trent Frederick.
Trent Frederick.
Some people in the chat were asking. They said, who's Trent Frederick?
Yeah. Trent Frederick, he's like plus 500.
Turn on a TV.
I think Patty's 550. He's a dog. Yeah, he's a junkyard dog.
One of those guys got combined goals on the year.
Has Big Rig scored since he got traded?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, dude, he scores every fucking night, brother. In the game, I'm not sure, though. Trent Frederick is a salty dog.
I do like Trent Frederick.
Trent Frederick, I love him a lot.
That's for shoot, brother.
That is for shoot.
Yeah, legit.
And then aside from that, I mean, I'm going to take McDavid to score. I might take him to score, too.
Oh.
Just because.
Like, against Hockeywood?
Watch out for the Kings.
No.
Game of Pasta.
We're not there yet. We're not there.
Pasta being plus 100, I think you just
even money?
Yeah, he's even money. He's never even money. I mean, Austin Matthews is minus 120. He didn't even have a shot.
Huh.
Never mind, that was Ovechkin. He probably had a shot.
Matthews had five Ovechkin shots, no points.
Okay,
but yeah, he wasn't a huge factor.
That's what Monty does.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what Sway does. You guys already do basketball?
Yeah. What do you want?
Just real quick. I got Mitchell Banchero, 25 a pop. Maxey, 25. Brunson, 30. James, LeBron, that is, 25.
Sure.
And then Jokic, Davis, both 12 boards.
Are you not worried about the flu?
Who's got the flu?
Maxey.
Yeah, whatever. That basketball bullshit. Okay. I don't believe in that. Okay. Sniffles, that's what they call the flu in the NBA.
Okay, you're right. You're 100% right.
Come on.
Hey, good luck tonight.
Hammer down. Good luck to you guys.
Hammer down.
Go Bees.
Kill the Leafs, brother.
He's been sick like three times since December. It actually doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he's tough. So I was on the Islanders plus 1.5. You were saying you thought about it, but it didn't seem like you were going to do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm actively looking to see who is sounding the siren.
Oh, did you see?
Oh, that's a good question.
Did you see the Cougars did the siren last night?
No.
What? Why?
Do you want to know who fucking did it?
Who did it?
Who? You got one guess.
Kevin James? Why was Kevin James?
King of Queens.
I don't know. And why did they show no love to
Nickelback? I didn't like that either.
Nickelback's actually Canadian. They just passed over him, Kevin James. No, it's obviously fucking Captain Kirk McLean, brother.
Oh,
1994.
Well, there is a chaos. I could see that there's a chaos warning in Carolina tonight, but I'm not seeing who.
Yeah, I'd really like to know who's sounding the siren.
You know they keep these things under wraps.
The young lady from NC State, the basketball team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They had a good run.
Give me the Canes in 60.
Yes, that is probably the play here. I was thinking last game about the plus one and how devastating that empty netter was for the people who probably took that plus one. So I have that on my mind.
I just don't think watching that game, I think that's like as tight as the Islanders can play with the Canes.
Yes, but I think they can do it again.
Oh, you think they can die?
I think they can play tight again. I don't think they're going to go down without a fight.
The series is going to go.
Yeah. So I think the Canes are clearly the better team, deeper team, faster team. But you know better than anybody, this Islander team, they are pesky. They don't go away. They are hard to kill.
Bingo.
So I will take the Canes in 60 as well.
Okay.
Hmm.
What was that?
I want to know who's sounding the siren.
No, it was a stupid story.
Vegas in Dallas, you know, people are talking about this series. Hey, they're talking about it, guys.
There's a lot of
people. Mm-hmm.
I will take the Dallas Stars, and I'll tell you why.
Woo!
Okay? They've been the best team all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, most of the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't love teams that are trying to throw a team together in game one. Okay. Knight's got a lot of guys who haven't played in a long time.
What they did last year.
I know. I know, brother. I know. But they lost game one last year. I don't know that for sure. I just said that.
Feels right. Feels right.
Give me the stars in game one.
I'm curious about the goaltending move. I would have thought Aiden Hill would have gotten
Why is it Logie?
The bump. I mean, Logie's a good goalie. Let's not dismiss Logie. I would have thought Aiden Hill would have got the chance to carry the torch into the playoffs again. I don't know if he's struggled down the stretch or whatnot. It seemed like they had figured it out. So Logie against Otter is a great goalie matchup. Let's see. Gumps, just for posterity and for the sake of Devil's Advocate, I'm going to take Vegas in game one on the road, but that is a tall task. I know how good Texas hockey is at home. We'll see.
Yeah. Last year, game one, Knights lost 5-1 to the Peg.
Really?
And then they won 4 in a row.
Game one? Mm-hmm. No. That's
also concerning if you're the Peg, thinking about what they just did to the Lanch. No,
the Peg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't first round.
Yeah, brother.
No.
I'm looking at it.
The Peg didn't get out of the first?
Looking at it.
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
If the Knights last year played the Peg in the first round and the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals, I'm looking at last year.
What were the scores?
Of the games?
Yeah. They were close, right?
5-1 Peg.
Yeah.
5-2 Knights. 5-4 Knights in double overtime.
There's the game that I
remember. 4-2 Knights. 4-1 Knights.
Yeah, I remember the double overtime. That felt way later than
that. And Broussois was the goalie in that first.
Laurent.
Patrick Waugh, actually.
Yeah. So I'll take Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on Vegas.
Oh,
yeah. Come on. Well,
you're on Vegas?
Texas.
Okay. Well, you said come on.
Yeah, you're on Vegas.
Don't play your tricks.
Don't play your tricks, Tony. Not in this climate.
I said you're on the Knights, and you said, yeah, come on.
Yeah, he was a sarcastic. Yeah, come on.
No. Love the stars. Love them.
I feel like we got to win game one. I really do.
Yeah. Also, this home team angle is worth considering.
It is a bit of a
I would go the other way.
You think we have regression?
It's hockey. Hockey doesn't matter. You don't matter. If there's a fucking, if the puck's being dropped on ice.
While we're still on game one.
I think it's because the home ice, these barns are fucking rocking.
Barns are rocking.
Like, we have yet to see a quiet barn yet.
We had a game in MSG.
It was still loud.
It was good, dude.
Yeah.
And then hockey would in Edmonton. I got nothing.
Oh, fucking.
Gump, Steve Levy, everybody seems to think hockey was just going to roll over and die, and maybe
they
will.
The way they play hockey is built for the playoffs.
It's built for a team like Edmonton. Now, Edmonton is so talented and so skilled, they may be able to bust through that. It's little 1-3-1. Nobody likes the 1-3-1.
You get trapped, and you're trapped.
But I will take the Oilers. I will continue with the trend of game one's home team, even though I just went against it with Vegas. All the other games, I'm on it. Give me the Oilers in game one against the Kings. I just think the Kings will put up a good fight.
Yeah, I like the Oilers to win this one.
Okay.
What are the Lanch to win that series?
Oh.
We shouldn't we?
Right? Series winner, plus 135. Put me down for that, too.
I like it.
I still
like it a lot.
I mean... They just can't play defense anymore? What happened?
Yeah, that wasn't great. Also, Georgiev.
Yeah. Bleh. A lot, Bruce.
Bleh.
They don't got a backup.
When is Louis Domingo?
The backup hadn't played all fucking... He'd never been in the NHL before. Yeah, Georgiev
played a lot of games. The goaltending...
Who?
Deming?
No, for the Lanch.
The Lanch. Goaltending was a bit of a question for the Lanch, but no one really looked into it too hard because they were able to overcome... You know, the team in front of him was so good. So they're just rolling in.
Who is the backup? Arvid Holm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's played a ton. HL, that is.
Give me... I'm with Gump. I like that.
I like that.
I still think the Avalanche are going to beat the Jets.
And I'm not as big of a fraud believer in the Peg as Gump is, but this is just kind of what the Peg does.
The Lightning are... You hit the Lightning plus 2.5 right now.
I like Florida.
Yeah.
As much as the Lightning are a playoff hockey team, Florida is like the playoff hockey team.
For the series.
So they can lose in six?
Yeah.
Oh, don't hate that. I think they'll win at home.
I had the Lightning plus 1.5, and I thought I was dead as a doornail.
You weren't, brother.
Actually, Rage turned it off, and then much to my surprise, they scored. Shout out to them.
Shout out.
Didn't they still lose 4-2?
No. 3-2.
Yes.
Snuck in the back door.
3-1. Yeah. And then they scored.
Stammer scored with 8 seconds left. Yeah. Nasty goal.
You gotta love to see
good
that.
To have you back, brother.
Okay. Good luck, boys.
Tremendous. Games,
huh? Hey, good luck out there. Good luck, everybody. Let's do some baseball.
Hell yeah.
Okay?
Baseball.
Yeah.
October.
Let's go. October's a good time. You get there. If you get there, it's a really, really good time.
Oh, no.
What, brother?
The Yankees
just lost to the A's.
The A's are up 2 in the top of the 9th.
The Yankees can't hit anymore, huh?
It has been a quiet couple days. For certain.
The Red Sox are just trotting out lineups that we got nobody. Like, Tyler O'Neill's out. Cassis is out.
Yeah, and you guys are winning ball games.
Winning ball games.
We got starting pitching. They're starting pitching. The ERA is like 1.5.
Yep. Aaron Judge is in a slump that we haven't seen since he was maybe a rookie.
That bad?
It's
He'll bust out of it.
He should. Oh. Yeah, we need him to.
Soto's still doing it, right?
Oh, yeah. Soto's and Verdugo are really the lifeblood of the game.
Doogie's doing it?
Yeah, Doogie is doing it.
Tonight.
I like Doogie.
We'll run through it. Saw some trends tonight.
Ooh.
Milwaukee's in Pittsburgh. Trending. Joe Ross goes against Jared Jones.
Hundo boy.
Hundo boy's been great. Joe Ross has been great. I will take the first 5 under in Milwaukee and Pittsburgh.
Call me crazy. Put me down for the Buccos first 5 money line.
Okay.
I have not placed.
We'll call you crazy.
I have not placed it out of respect for Jared Jones and the Hundo boys, but I have a strong lean to the Brewers, and I think that Jared Jones is inflating this price a bit off the 6-game
losing
streak. Yeah. The next game, Phillies and Cincy. Ranger Suarez goes against Hunter Green. Guess what? Both these guys have been good, too. I'll take the first 5 under 4.5.
Phillies first 5 plus a half. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the side.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Detroit, Tampa Bay. Scooble goes against Littell.
Zach Lights Out Lytle.
I will go first 5 under.
Jeez.
In this matchup as well.
Tell you what.
You're doing something.
I like the I like the Rays first 5 plus half at home there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Ryan Weathers goes against Bryce Elder, Miami at Atlanta. Nothing there for me.
I'm out.
What a nightmare season it's going to be for the
tough
Miami
season for the Marlins, yeah.
I'm out.
Okay. Chicago White Sox are in Minnesota. Jonathan Cannon goes against Paddock. Paddock has sucked. You know who else has sucked? The White Sox.
Yeah.
So I'll stay away.
Yeah, I'm out. That's too rich. I can't be laying that with the Twins, brother.
Cooch goes against Singer, Toronto, and KC.
Oh, I did lay it. I'm on the Twins.
Okay.
Oh,
good play.
Go on, son.
Sorry about me saying Paddock sucked.
No, he does.
I'm going to go first 5 under in this one as well with Cooch and Singer.
I like the Royals first 5 plus a half.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Arizona and St. Louis. Brent Fott goes against Lance Lynn.
Hey, Lance Lynn.
I'm going to take the D-backs first 5 plus a half.
Ooh, Lance Lynn back, baby. Give me the Cards first 5.
Ooh, see you at the fucking...
Yeah.
See you there, brother.
Fodd versus Lynn. Yeah. What a battle.
Dealing, dude.
I didn't know Lance was playing today. Like, give me Lance. Come on. Let's go. First 5 Cards.
Yeah. Dylan Cease goes for the Dads. They're in Colorado against the Gomer. I'll take Padres first 5 money line.
Yeah, it's -175, but I'm laying it. I don't
let's
care.
Go. That's perfect for me. I'm
I love Dylan Cease.
Adding him in. Dylan Cease, Lance Lynn, parlay. Give me the old firm.
The old firm play. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, those are my guys.
Those are your guys. I too love the Dads.
Okay. Albert Suarez goes against Detmers. That's Baltimore and LA. Nothing there for me.
No side for me.
I love Detmers in this spot. It's actually my play of the day. I'm on the Orioles first 5 plus a half. And full game.
And then we finish with Quintana versus Keaton Wynn. Mets are hot. Don't look now, but they're hot. But yeah. I'm staying away.
Bit of a script flipped there with the Dodgers series.
Yeah.
Call that a script flip.
Nobody?
No.
All right, so I have the first five under in these four. Brewers, Pirates, Phillies, Reds, Tigers, Rays, Jays, KC. And then I got the D-backs first five plus a half and the Dads first five money line.
All first five, Buccos money line, Phillies plus a half, Rays plus a half, Royals plus a half, Cards money line, Dads money line.
3-1 parlay here. The Twins and Dads money line with the Orioles plus a half first five. And then, like I said, play of the day, Orioles full game.
Okay, brothers.
Okay, brother.
Yeah. Any now Champions League was the last 2 weeks, so no champs tomorrow.
Yeah, right? There's one match tomorrow. Arsenal's minus 210 against Chelsea. Cole Palmer might be out sick, which is great. He's Chelsea's best player right now.
Okay.
Maybe do us a favor, Chelsea. Yeah, we'll take a draw.
Maybe.
Draw'll do.
Yeah. Are the Burnley Cole lads Palmer in a better position right now?
Bad.
They're 3 points. But
how many match days do we have left?
Five match days left.
Yeah. What if they win them all?
The only issue is Nottingham Forest got deducted points, and there's like a hearing that they might get those points back. But they also buried VAR yesterday, so it's doubtful that Nottingham Forest will be the craziest burying of VAR.
And they also by a team.
Are we talking about the penalty that was not called?
I mean, they
three penalties. But there was really only one.
Yeah, realistically one, and that happened, you know.
Maybe the handball you could throw in there, but yeah, really one.
The issue with the handballs is there's no
intent.
And there's never any consistency with it.
Yeah.
Like one game it's a handball, the next game it's not.
That is
the
trouble.
Don't fucking make it.
Because they do all this bullshit where, like, if your arms are like here, you're good.
Yeah.
But if your arms are here, you're still kind of good. But if your arms here, you're done.
Yeah, you can't have it. Yeah.
Yesterday, Klopp like started a bunch of other players.
Jerg?
Nunez was out. Salah was out just to mix it up. McAllister sat out because they play again Wednesday and everyone was losing their minds. It's like, dude, you can't just trot out the same players every time, every 3 days.
That's how you meet your demise.
Yeah, legit. That's what happened. We ran out of gas. Like, they literally needed a break. And Gravenbach scored an absolute beauty for his first Premier League goal. And then Thiago Jota always is fucking on the mark when he's out there.
Stinks that Cole Palmer's out.
Does it?
It's questionable right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like, it would be sweet if he could suit up, at least give us
a little. Is he out because everyone was mean to him about the pen?
I mean.
We're not sure, brother.
That Chelsea team is something.
A bit shambolic.
It is.
I'm seeing a lot of Man United hate as well.
I mean, you can't do it. Anthony, did you see the full story?
No.
So Man U was up 3-0 against Coventry City, who's in middle of the table in the championship, I believe.
Yes.
Antony came on when it was 3-0. Coventry then scores 3 goals to send it to extra time.
Fucking
Coventry
scenes, brother.
Coventry City scores to win it in the 121st. Guy's like a blade of grass offside, gets called back. Man U wins in penalties. All the other Man U players, like Harry Maguire's going over to shake Coventry players' hands. And Anthony's like giving the Coventry players the ears. It's like, I don't even know if Anthony realizes that team's not in the Premier League.
And I think
he might not, but yeah. He
probably doesn't know.
It's Man U. There's something, all right.
Mitt, would you like to send us out of here, brother?
Tony, I have something for you.
Okay.
Well, Tony, there are no shortcuts to building a team each season. You build the foundation brick by brick. NFL head coach and GM Bill Belichick.
Well said.
Very nice.
You catch him Thursday night, 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN Plus, ESPN.com, YouTube, TikTok Live.
The Facebook.
Maybe Meta.
Not Facebook, actually.
No Meta. Remember that era? It's a good era.
Okay.
The Facebook.
We'll see you tomorrow, okay? We'll have bets, just like today.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah!